TEF 90.1 FM wishes you a bright winter solstice.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events recorded live in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music, and I am R.P. Singh. Hello and welcome to the first Jam Live episode of 2021. In today's show, we'll be introducing you to some fine jazz from piano player Roger Gillies from Whitehorse, Yukon. Roger was born in Alberta and began playing piano at age 5. A little over a decade later, after graduating from high school, he went on to study jazz and recording engineering at Grant McEwen Community College in Edmonton. After a short stint as a touring musician, he changed direction and enrolled in the University of Alberta, where he pursued a degree in education with a major in instrumental music. Upon graduating, he began a new career teaching secondary school music in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. A few years later, he moved to Yukon to teach. In Whitehorse, he began playing with a local big band and making connections with a wide variety of stellar Yukon musicians. This led to his participation in different musical projects spanning a wide variety of musical genres, including blues, Afro-Cuban, traditional jazz, and funk. His earliest jazz influence was Oscar Peterson, who he still considers to be the most formidable jazz pianist ever. Later, the influence of the jazz greats McCoy Tyner, Bill Evans, and Herbie Hancock was reflected in his playing, as we will hear after this brief introduction. So on to the concert. In November of 2010, the Roger Gillies Trio, featuring Roger on piano, Dave Haddock on bass, and Lonnie Powell on drums, performed at the Old Fire Hall as part of Jazz UConn's Jazz in the Hall series. You will be hearing pieces from jazz greats like Bill Evans, Miles Davis, and Baden Powell. Enjoy!
Thank you. That was a Bill Evans tune called The Opener, appropriately enough. I'm going to move things along here and play a tune that really doesn't have a name. We just call it McCoy Tyner Style Slow Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you. This next tune, I actually, in order to get these guys to play it, I had to have them over for breakfast. I had to make them pancakes. Actually, this is a loose transcription that I did of a tune played by a Brazilian pianist by the name of Eliane Elias. I think I've got that pronounced correctly. She's amazing, and she's beautiful. I think maybe it was the black dress. if you've ever seen the movie Calle 54, is that enough of that?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, she's right near the beginning. She's playing this tune, and I don't think I've got every single modulation that she did in this tune, but I hit on a few of them. Anyway, it's called Samba Triste. Thank you. I'm about to play you something that has never, ever been performed in public. When I thought about doing this gig, I thought, you know what, I should write something original for this. And, you know, like Duncan said, this was back in the fall. I thought, yeah, I got all summer. Yeah, I'm a teacher, right? So I got all summer to do this. And, you know, then I went fishing, canoeing, and stuff. And long story short, it's September, and I haven't written the tune yet. So, and it was about 3 weeks ago. It was a really busy Wednesday's piano lesson day at my house when I was teaching. My son takes him from Grand Peter's, and we were rushing around, picking him up. I was trying to cook dinner, and things were really frantic. And in between all of that, I sat down at the piano, and this came out. I don't know how, but it did. And I don't really have a title for this yet either. And at the time that I wrote it, I was playing it over and over again. I said, I wrote this. And my daughter said, really? And she said, what are you going to call it? I said, I don't know. And I said, what do you think it should be called? And she said, how about Jamming with the Beavers? I said, yeah, maybe. And, anyway, here's the, I guess, Jamming with the Beavers.
Thank you. Okay, let's just play another song.